This is Nick Adkins at NickRealDX with Drew Schiller, the co-founder and chief technology officer at Volitic. We're at ATA 2015 in Los Angeles. Drew, it's good to see you again, man.
Great to see you as well.
Awesome. Look, there's so much exciting stuff happening with Volitic, and I want to get to that, but first tell me a little bit about the story. You know, what is the story, Drew?
Yeah, so started in 2010 and launched Volitic to the market in early 2013. We've seen explosive growth over the last couple of years, both as a company and as an industry. And I think that Volitic's growth story is really a mirror of the story of the industry. So when we first launched, we were oftentimes helping to educate our customers as far as why these devices mattered in healthcare, and some ideas around what they could be used for. And now we have customers coming to us. These are hospital systems, insurance companies, pharmaceutical companies, POP management companies coming to us saying, here's what we would like to do with the information. So I think the industry has really shifted just in the last 18 months. And it's certainly been powered by a lot of interest from Apple and Google and Samsung and Microsoft. It's really been great for the industry.
Awesome. And you guys are headquartered where?
Durham, North Carolina.
Yeah, so it's you and Ryan and...
And 53 others.
Yeah. Right. But you and Ryan are the co-founders, right?
Yeah, we're the co-founders. That's right.
So what was the idea? What was the impetus for you and Ryan to get this together?
So, you know, we were actually building a population health management company. And the Volitic was actually an internal product that we had that just connected these devices. And then we were going to actually connect that into some analytics engines and do interesting things with the data. We took about 6 integrations out with an early version of our product to some partners. And everyone kept saying, hey, this is really great. So we can get the data and bring it into our system. And we were like, well, we can do that, yeah, but we also do all this other stuff. And they said, oh, yeah, but the data, we can get the data, right? And we recognized that the same challenges that we were facing in getting the data and capturing it from these devices and standardizing it and normalizing and making sense of it was the exact same challenges that a lot of other people in the industry were having. So we recognized that in order for the industry to move forward, they had to actually be able to first capture the data in a meaningful way. So that's how we launched Volitic.
Awesome. Yeah, I think the first time I met you guys was at a conference in Boston. And I remember it was you or Ryan telling me, you know, try to explain what it was. And, you know, I think even on the back of your business card, there's a diagram. It looks like plumbing, right? And so just think of us as the plumbing that all of this data has to flow through. We don't care what the data is. We just provide the infrastructure, the plumbing. Is that kind of a good layman's assessment?
That's exactly right. We take patient-generated data from digital health apps, wearables, in-home medical devices. We standardize and normalize it and provide one connection to the healthcare system through an API. So for technologists out there, it's a very, very simple connection. You know, we solve the problem of a hospital CEO or CTO, excuse me, or a population management CIO who wants to maybe have a comprehensive strategy around hypertension. We don't care necessarily which blood pressure monitor patients use. We care that they're using one. And so we allow them to connect any number of dozen blood pressure monitors, blood glucose meters, activity trackers, weight scales.
Anything and everything.
Anything and everything. All that's right.
So, yeah, I was looking on this board back here. I mean, those are household names. I mean, you know, Garmin, Fitbit, Apple, you know, on and on. Right.
Absolutely.
So how did you pull that off?
It's been great. So how do we pull it off? The first thing we did was we connected with partners who had open ecosystems. We quickly ran out of that, but that was enough for us to get our first customers. And once we had that, we started being able to go to partners with closed ecosystems, or even partners who don't even have an ecosystem, have a straight BLE device. We could go directly to those people and say, look, we have access to people that you're not currently able to access. And so from there, we were able to really spin up both sides of the marketplace. We have over 175 connected devices today.
Wow.
And we have a growing number of customers that represent over 160 million lives in 47 countries. So the ecosystem is really starting to help. Both sides are helping each other grow.
That's awesome. So what, you know, I noticed some things around here say, what the V?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a big buzz here already about you guys at ATA. So tell me, what is that? And, well, what is that?
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's just more and more, just even in the last 6 months, even in the last 2 months, we've had so much more news and volume, people are really wondering, like, what is Validic? What is going on? And so, you know, we've recently announced customer relationships with Cerner and Meditech. We've done a lot of great things with Kaiser Permanente and Sutter Health and UPMC, just real household names in healthcare. And people are saying, what is going on? Who are these guys? And so we just thought it'd be fun to really, you know, play on people going, what the heck is going on with this? And really drive that home.
That's awesome. So the conference here, what are you expecting to get out of it this next few days? What's the big takeaway that you're hoping for?
You know, telemedicine is, I actually view telemedicine as the future of healthcare. I don't even call it in my brain telemedicine. I call it healthcare because this is what I think healthcare should be. And I think that we are speaking with a number of people here who are leaders in the industry who've been doing this, you know, for 20 years, saying the same thing for 20 years. And we are really now as an industry here at a point in time where this is actually possible with the remote connection of devices, with patients getting interest, with the largest consumer electronics companies in the world putting marketing dollars toward it, and with healthcare providers now have incentives to actually provide remote patient care and then CMS reimbursements to actually get paid for it. So it's just a really unique time. And so we're hoping to just further conversations that we've already had, meet new people, and see where we can help out in the industry.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think that the technology with all the wearables and the devices, and it's finally caught up to where we can really deploy now, and people want to use it and are using it. So it's a really great time. So there was some interesting news I heard about you guys, something really big story with Kaiser. So what was that? So, and it's pretty big.
Absolutely. Yeah. Kaiser led our Series B round. We announced that just this week. So very excited about that funding. You know, they're a really great partner for us. It's a signal in the healthcare industry when you have Kaiser's stamp of approval. And it's actually already accelerated a lot of conversations for us. So we're really happy with them as a partner.
Wow, congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you so much.
Excited for you. So Drew, tell me from where you sit, from your purview on what you see in the industry, do you think we're at the tipping point? Do you think the shift in the revolution is here, that it's about to happen?
I definitely think it's about to happen. So certainly when you have the largest consumer electronics companies in the world putting their marketing dollars toward health, and you start to have people pay attention. So I think that the Apple Watch is going to certainly drive some interest. I think that Microsoft has an interesting play there as well. But I think more in general, what's starting to happen is patients are starting to see healthcare as from a more consumer perspective, and they understand technology is here, data flows. Why isn't this happening in healthcare? So a story that I like to tell, I was at my mother-in-law's house for Thanksgiving last year, and she had a grocery store blood pressure monitor counter with a notebook with a bunch of blood pressure values. And I said, what do you do with this? And she has hypertension. In fact, both of her parents died of heart failure. So it's a family problem. And she said, well, once every 6 months, I take this notebook into my doctor, and he thumbs through the values, and he tells me to reduce my salt intake and prescribe me more Lipitor. You know, that's healthcare for her. That is not healthcare for me, right? So what happens 4 months down the road when she has an increased blood pressure that is not caught until and something bad can happen, right? Or what happens if she stops writing it down because she's stressed out at work and she forgets and no one's monitoring that? We live in a world today where blood pressure monitors are connected, the data can flow in, and in fact, we're working with Sutter Health on solving that problem right now within their system with connected blood pressure.
That's awesome. Your mother-in-law should not be writing that stuff down in a book.
No, absolutely. It's ridiculous. And then, you know, the worst part is that as somebody who loves data, she takes the notebook and goes home with it. And then that data is even lost. Like, they can't even, you know, do any analytics on it or look into her history. Right. So it's just locked up in a notebook and it's totally worthless to the provision of care.
Drew, thank you.
Yeah. Thanks.
Rise when I gave you.